Nashville preservationists, who woke up Monday to find the downtown Trail West building demolished, could not believe the timing. Under the cover of night, the destruction came as the group was ready to issue its list of the most endangered historic properties. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
The wrecking ball plowed right through this year's list. The demise of the Trail West department store forced the nonprofit Historic Nashville Incorporated to scratch it from its annual Nashville 9 list and choose another site that the group says is worth saving. And President Brian Tibbs called on preservationists to move faster this year.
Let's not have this same story about any of these properties next year. What could we have done and why didn't we do it?
Tibbs was joined by local preservationist and American Pickers TV star Mike Wolf, who said it's not just architecture, but Nashville history at stake.
And the pages of Nashville's book of history are literally being tore out.
Some buildings on the list have both architectural and cultural importance. As an example, they pointed to a surprise entry on the list, the little-known 1963 Pagoda of Medicine. Tibbs says it looks like nothing else in town, an airy box of a building that seems to float, with a curved half-moon roof.
Even the kind of the Corbusier roof on the top of it that kind of gives it that pagoda type of look. So, yeah, definitely a way cool building.
It was designed by one of the few African-American architects of the time and owned by a prominent black doctor, but it has been water-damaged and vacant since 2008. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.
Historic Nashville, Inc. tries to save buildings by handing out grants, negotiating with property owners, and searching for preservation-minded buyers.